Can you tell us a little bit about the bringing up and breastfeeding early trialled? How did it work?
Yep. So there's a lot of evidence in sort of just health generally that having someone else talk to you or support you who's had experience of the same sort of issue actually makes a difference to your health. It hasn't been tried very often in breastfeeding, but many mothers who start breastfeeding, and most Australian mothers do start breastfeeding, don't reach their goals. So we thought we would try having this same idea, this idea of having a peer supporter, a mother who's breastfed herself to about 6 months at least, just talking to other new mothers to see if they can support them through those often really tricky months.
So what are some of the benefits of breastfed newborns to that six-month mark?
Well, there's long and short-term benefits of breastfeeding, both for babies and mothers. In the first year of life in particular, for babies, it really decreases their chance of infection, so gastrointestinal infections, respiratory infections. And for mothers, in the long term, there's like decreased breast cancer, decreased diabetes, decreased heart disease. So really important short and long-term benefits for mother and baby. And also there's the attachment, just being close to your baby as well.
Mm. So what feedback did you receive from the mothers who volunteered their support?
The feedback was overwhelmingly positive. So we advertised through the Australian Breastfeeding Association's Facebook page. That was the best sort of way we got volunteers into the program. We did it through leader newspapers and as other places as well. But so we had heaps and heaps of inquiries, and we trained up, and over 230 women actually volunteered to provide the support, and they just really loved doing it. They were all pretty nervous at the start about how do I make that first call to someone I don't know and say, here I am to support you in breastfeeding. But as they went through their journey, and some of them supported up to 10 mothers, they really loved it. We talked to them after they'd finished their supporting and after the trial had finished, and they said it was completely life-changing, many of them. They said like they were really overwhelmed by the experience. And actually, we're running a new trial that's looking into trying to prevent depression and anxiety in new mothers, the same sort of thing, telephone peer support. And many of the mothers from the first breastfeeding trial who had been depressed or anxious after birth are volunteering again, so they really loved it.
So in the report, it showed that there was an increase in breastfeeding for mothers who received additional support. Is the peer support more valuable than professional support, or would more support in any form have had the same effect?
Well, this trial is important because there's a big sort of study, or putting all the studies together, they're called Cochrane Reviews, and they've looked at sort of does any sort of support make a difference, and mostly up until now it said professional support or professional and peer support together make a difference, but before now there's been very little evidence not many people have found that just simple telephone support from another mother is as effective as professional support.
So you were mentioning before that you are looking into a new study about depression and anxiety. Could this model that you've used now be applied in other situations like that research you're about to start?
Yeah, so yes, and I think it probably has in other areas of health, but I'm not up on it at all. But in Canada, Cindy Lee Dennis, who's a collaborator on our work, she did a study about the depression and anxiety, and she found that 3 months the women were very much less likely to have anxiety or depression at 3 months if they just had support from another mum. But yeah, I think it could work in other fields of health as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Della.
No worries. Thank you for having me.